This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. We've been studying for the past several times on the great topic, Our God is a Jealous God, based upon the passage in the 34th chapter of the book of Exodus in the Old Testament and the 14th verse. There we find the statement, For thou shalt worship no other God. For the Lord, whose name is Jealous, is a jealous God. I've already explained a number of times in this series that for the Bible to say that God is a jealous God is to say that He will tolerate no rival for our affections. It means that He demands that He and nothing else, no one else, nothing else, be first place in our lives. We have pointed out that God is jealous of His deity. Thou shalt worship no other God before me. No person, no thing can be first before God. He is jealous of His sovereignty, of His right to speak to us and demand that we obey. God has given us the Bible. Mere human creeds, mere human philosophies cannot take the place of that truth. There is no substitute for the truth of God. Not your love of family, not your sincerity, not your good conscience, not your good feeling about yourself, nothing is a substitute for the truth. We must be of good conscience. We must be sincere, but at the same time, we must have the truth. Jesus said in John 8:32, Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. My friend, nothing but the truth can make you free. God is jealous of His sovereignty, and every act of disobedience, every act of sin, is a strike against the sovereignty of God. Every obedience to false doctrine is a strike against the sovereignty of God. Human philosophy and human doctrine simply will not do. In 2 John verses 9 to 11, the Bible says, Whosoever goeth onward and abideth not in the teaching of Christ hath not God. That passage simply tells us that if we do not abide in the doctrine of the Lord Jesus Christ, what is taught in the Bible, then we do not have God, no matter whatever else may be true of us. Now, we have also pointed out that God is jealous of His glory. We must not bring glory to ourselves as we strive to teach others, but we must bring glory to God through the Lord Jesus Christ. And now in the final point of our study in this series, we note that God is jealous over His own people. Jealousy guards the marriage covenant. This we find in Genesis 2, Matthew 19, and Malachi chapter 2. There is also a very significant statement in Genesis 49 in verse 4 in which Jacob remembers that his son Reuben went up to his father's bed. Even after all of those years, the old man remembered the transgression of his son in that regard. And so it is that the church is married to Christ. The church is the bride of Christ. The Apostle Paul in Ephesians chapter 5, in teaching the relationship of husband and wife, pointed out that it is like the relationship of the church and Christ. As Christ is the head of the church, so the husband is the head of the wife. The church is to be submissive to the leadership of Christ, and the wife submissive to the leadership of the husband. As the husband is jealous of the relationship to the wife, that is, he will tolerate no rival, so the Lord is jealous of the church. He is jealous of Christians, of their trust. They must not trust in the arm of the flesh. We who are Christians, we who have named the name of Christ in our obedience to Him, who have been baptized into His name, must not then turn and trust in the things of the world. We must live our lives in trust and confidence in Him, leaning upon Him. Christ is jealous of our affection as Christians. Our eyes should be only for Him. Failure here is basic reasons why Christians fall away and are lost. If you let your eye get away from Christ, then you have failed to understand the fact that our God is a jealous God. I'm so glad you've been with us in this series, and I pray God will bless you and keep you until we meet again in the name of Jesus Christ.